This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. Demonstrators gathered in downtown Denver this morning as part of a nationwide ICE out protest against federal immigration operations. One group of Denver students met at the nearby St. John's Cathedral and then marched to the Capitol. That includes Nora, a senior at East High School.
So just like violence is violence and people are people. And I think that's why a lot of students showed up today, because we're just sick of injustice and the inhumane actions like of our government.
Meanwhile, thousands of people gathered this afternoon at La Alma Lincoln Park in Denver. They include speakers like State Senator Julie Gonzalez.
Genuinely, the energy here is electric. People fighting for our Constitution, fighting for democracy itself, and fighting for a just and humane immigration system.
There have been no reports of injuries or issues with police. More protests are expected throughout the weekend. An outbreak of bird flu in Weld County has led to a disaster declaration by the state's lieutenant governor. Diane Primavera used the declaration last night. The virus is known to result in sudden death among domestic poultry. The declaration activates the state operations plan. It also directs the Office of Emergency Management to help the county with its response, recovery, and mitigation efforts. The declaration was made in collaboration with Governor Polis, who's currently in Washington, D.C. In Boulder, partly cloudy overnight with a low around 26. Tomorrow, mostly sunny and breezy with highs around 60 degrees. In Breckenridge, there's a slight chance for snow overnight with lows in the teens. Tomorrow, sunny with a high around 40. This is CPR News.